This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class, November 1st, 2010. We're discussing Bhava Bhakti. And yesterday we heard about how powerful it is to hear Hari Katha, Rasika Katha from the pure and advanced devotees. And how simply by that process, because this is what Narada Muni did, by that process of hearing Harikatha, Shravana Dasha, and association with great devotees, one can attain Bhav by the practice of Aidi Sadhana. And in text 13 it says, Purane Nati Shastre Cha Dvayos Tu Rati Bhavayo Samanartataya Hyatra Dvayam Aikena Lakshitam. In the Puranas and Natya Shastra, Bhav and Rati have the same meaning. Thus, in this work, they will have the same meaning. Sometimes people get confused because these words are used interchangeably. You don't know what they're talking about. In other words, whenever you see the word rati, it generally means bhav. Just translate it in your mind, bhav, because we know bhava sakti prema, or sakti bhava prema. So Rupa Goswami is saying that on the basis of other shastras, the shastras on drama and the shastras on, and the pranas and drama shastras or natya shastras, they also sometimes say rati bhav, bhav, rati, rati bhav. But it means the same thing. It means that preliminary stage to prema, which is almost synonymous with prema. Actually, what I was intended to do is read one tika from Nectar Devotion and from Prabhupada's book. Nectar Devotion, page 133a. Prabhupada, of course, cites the same verse. Third canto, 25th verse, verse 25. Lord Kapila says, my dear mother, when a person is actually in association with pure devotees, the sublime potency of my devotional service can be experienced. That's Prabhupada's translation of this verse. The verse actually says it. That's very interesting. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata tajoshana ashrafa varga vartmani shradavratir bhakti anukramishyati. Literally, the verse is telling in third canto, I think Uddhava is speaking maybe to Vidura or Maitreya Vidura, a bit like this. He's saying, associating with pure devotees and hearing Harikata is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear. And by cultivating this Harikata, three things happen. One develops he becomes attached to Krishna, asakti, comes to the level of bhava, then prema. And Prabhupada says that, very nice, he gets the translations quoted. He says that when you're actually in association with pure devotees, the sublime potency of devotional service can be experienced. So in other words, the sublime potency of devotional service means the amazing and wonderful, sublime means wonderful, amazing, majestic potency. That's the meaning of sublime. Grand, grand, glorious, wonderful, magnificent potency of Bhakti Devi can be experienced. When you experience Bhakti Devi, what happens then? It says you can, in association, the sublime potency of my devotional service can be experienced. You can when you're in association with devotees, and all the Prabhupada doesn't say it in his translation, when you associate with devotees, they speak Harikata. And when they speak Harikata, Bhakti Devi is flowing from their mouth. Bhakti Devi is flowing in their words, mixed in their words. So then the effect or the potency of Bhakti Devi brings about attachment in your heart and brings about bhava and brings prema. And Prabhupada just summarized that. Then he puts it, and then he gives a tika to that. In other words, when a pure devotee speaks, his words act upon the hearts of the audience. So now the converse can also be there. If one is not a pure devotee, when he speaks, the words maybe don't act on the hearts. They act on the ears of the audience, and they act on the mind of the audience, and maybe not the heart. Or maybe that's one thing you could conclude. Or you can conclude, because they're also speaking about the Shastra, that the words have some effect on the heart, but not the same effect. There's different ways you conclude it. Conclude. But definitely there's a difference. There's a qualitative difference. Otherwise, that's why there's hierarchy of devotees. Everyone's had the experience. One devotee leads kirtan, another devotee leads kirtan. It has a different effect. But is there something special about, something special mixed up in the sound when he's chanting Hare Krishna? You know, and then that's Bhakti Devi, that's purity, that's potency, purity is a force, you know, whatever you want to call it, you see the effect. Don't you? What makes them great is the purity of their hearts. It's not that they have big, you know, anything big, but they have big hearts. That's what makes someone great, is a big heart. And because they're devotees, they have big spiritual hearts. So that heart comes out when they chant or speak. In other words, when a pure devotee, Prabhupada says, so the Prabhupada, his translation of the verse is extremely, like, rustic, and once he's actually zipped up all these words into few words, the whole thing about, he says, the verse is quite long, isn't it? Satam prasangan mama virya samvedo, all those words, 5 times 4, 20 words, I'll probably put in a few words. Kapila Devahuti, Kapila speaking. When a person associates with pure devotees, the sublime potency of bhakti can be experienced. So Prabhupada said, that's the translation, quote unquote, in the book. So then you have to, what does it mean that you experience the sublime potency? It means you get attached to Krishna. It means you get attained bhava, attained prema. And then Prabhupada unfolds it a little bit, then Prabhupada gives his tika, his commentary on the shloka, as Vishnath gives commentaries on the shloka, Jiva Goswami and other acharyas. So this is Prabhupada's tika on the Bhagavatam 3:25-25, which he gives us in Nectar Devotion, page 133, Ecstatic Love, Bhava Bhakti. In other words, Prabhupada's saying, in my own words, now I'm going to describe, in my own words, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I'm going to describe what Kapila Muni is teaching his mother Devahuti about association and the power and potency and effect of associating with advanced devotees. In other words, when a pure devotee speaks, his words act upon the hearts of the audience. What is the secret of hearing and chanting? A professional speaker cannot impress transcendental ecstasy within the hearts of the listeners. Such a beautiful phrase. A professional speaker, all these Bhagavad 7-day platform speakers, 7-day professional Bhagavad Sapta speakers, they sing very wonderfully and they look very attractive and even do a nice show. They have all kinds of drama and they have props and stages and Gopal deities and they do Abhishek and all kinds of things. They dress up some boy as Vamanadeva and bring him out when they talk about the 8th canto and all these kind of, it's a real song and dance nowadays. A professional speaker cannot impress transcendental ecstasy within the hearts of the listeners. This is powerful. However, when a realized soul who is engaged in the service of the Lord is speaking, he has the potency to inject spiritual life within the audience. One should therefore seek association with such pure, unalloyed devotees, and by such association and service, a neophyte devotee will certainly develop attachment, love, and devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as often the acharyas do, which we've repeatedly been sharing with everyone, is that they take the verse in Sanskrit, especially Vishwanath, and they rephrase it in their tika. Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath, etc. Like we read, oh, here's Jiva Goswami's commentary. And he says the same thing, only it's a little bit emphasized here and there, or stretched out this way, that, or Bhaktivinoda Thakura for that matter. So Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's Tikkara explanation, he has included all the points of the actual Sanskrit verse, because the Sanskrit verse talks about this, that you'll get attachment, love, and devotion. But the Sanskrit actually says Shraddha, Ratir, and Bhaktir. So some people may translate it, that as faith, attachment, and devotion. But Shraddha, as the other Acharya say, Shraddha in this verse means asakti, because because this is the sequence. First there's asakti, and then after asakti is rati or bhava, and after bhava is, because it says rati and bhakti. So after rati, which is bhava, comes prema, not bhakti. Bhakti. So shraddha rati or bhakti in the verse means asakti, bhava, and prema. Asakti means attachment. And then he says love and devotion, or love and pure love, let's say. So this is very nice. I wanted to share that. So now the verse today, as that's it, we just translate, not text 14. Uttamano ratam bala kurvati nirti utsaka Hari Pritya Chatam Sarvam Ratrim Evat Yavai Evat Yavahayat. So we heard, he said, Bhava can arise from the mercy of God or by sadhana. And Bhava attained by sadhana can be attained by Vaidhi sadhana, by Raghunuga sadhana. So we heard about Bhava attained by Vaidhi sadhana. And the example of a person who did it is Narada Muni. And how did he do it is explained specifically, the actual anecdote, or how he did it. He did Padasevanam, served the Mahajans, and he heard Harikatha from them. And because they were pure-hearted and very advanced, their Harikatha had great potency. And because he was submissive and attentive and developed, he quickly developed Shraddha, Rati, and Bhakti. By that, within 4 months, he had come to the level of Bhava and Prema. And then there's a supporting verse given from the third canto, Satambra Sangam Vamvirya Sambhado, to show the tattva behind this experience. So when Rupa Goswami is explaining how to attain Bhava by Vaidhi Sadhana, there's 9 forms of devotional service. So by executing any one of these 9 forms of devotional service, Vaidhi Sadhana, one can attain Bhava. But he has chosen to emphasize hearing, Shravanadasha, as the prescribed and primary means to attain Bhava through the path of Vaidhi Sadhana. Hearing and service. Hearing from the pure advanced Vaishnavas and serving them, because that is the example of Narada Muni's life. And in four very fast months, he attained Bhava by serving the Vaishnavas, Padasevanam, and hearing Harikatha. Very nice, not difficult. But he was awake. He was awake for 4 months. When they spoke, he was wide awake, wrapped it. He heard with attention and taste. He relished it, he liked it, he enjoyed it. Taste means you want it. Taste means you like it. Taste means you enjoy it. He wanted to hear. He liked to hear. And he asked, can I listen? Can I listen? I'm a little kid. I'm only 5 years old. Can I listen to your topics? You're big boys. You're big men. Maybe I can't understand. Maybe you're talking too high things. Maybe I'm not qualified to hear. May I hear? Yeah, sure. Sit down. You're a nice kid. So he was like, oh, they're letting me sit down and hear. Yes, they've invited me here to Kartik, to Radhakund. So now I should sleep in class to show my respect to the person who invited me to spend Kartik with him. Yes, this is nice, huh? Devotional service is a privilege, not a right. So it doesn't say anything in this description of Narada Muni attaining Bhava. It doesn't describe anything he did when he wasn't with these. Maybe he slept here and there, whatever he did. But when he was with these Bhagavats, because obviously they weren't speaking day and night, although it says he heard incessantly. For 4 months he heard incessantly, so that means a lot. They were speaking a lot. but they probably slept. So Narada Muni went off somewhere and ate something as a little child, and he slept here and there, like kids do, 8 or 10 hours or whatever they do. But when it came time to hearing, he was like wide awake. And for those 2 hours or 3 hours or 5 hours. And whenever there was an opportunity, he did some service. He was, oh, can I, he would ask him, he said, may I wash your pots and pans or this or that, if they were cooking for themselves. Then he said, then he would ask him, may I take your remnants? You can read in First Kanto Bhagavatam. He was always asking him, please, I know you don't want anyone to take your remnants. There wasn't any remnants, it was just something that, like this. But even just to scrape something, because it's not like they're leaving big piles of rice and dal. Yeah, you're a little kid, have a good time. He was begging them, please, may I take a little bit of your remnants? And they said, all right. So now he's going to, he wants to give us, at least Rupa Goswami is recommending, at least he's just for the primary example he's citing for Baba attained by sadhana, he's showing this. So by that we can understand the importance of hearing in association with advanced devotees, how important it is. Hearing and padasevanam, serving. We could say the primary means, one of the most powerful means to attain Baba by Vaidhi sadhana is to hear. Now he describes Baba by Raganuga. In this verse, Uttamanodra Tambala, Kurvanti Nritya Utsuka, Hari Pritya Chattam, Sarvam Vratram Evat Yavahayat. This is from Padma Puran. Now, this is about the girl Chandrakanti. A young girl, having great joy in the heart and being very enthusiastic to dance, spent the whole night dancing in order to please the Lord. And Prabhupada translates it like this. In the Padma Purana, there is a story about a neophyte devotee who, in order to raise herself to the ecstatic platform, danced all night to invoke the Lord's grace upon her. The word says, itam manoratam, manoratam, manorath, means her mind was on the chariot of the mind, manorath. So it means that her, in other words, usually the mind is jumping everywhere, right? Like some little kid, like say you want to take your little kid on a vacation. He said, okay, come on, get in the car. And you get him just to the door and he just gets out of your hands. And says, I don't want to go. And he runs away and he goes over here. Hey, come here. And you grab him and you bring him back, get in the car. And he runs away. So he won't stay in one place. You want him to go in the car to take him to your grandmother's house or his grandmother's house. But he doesn't want to, so he runs away, he resists. So the mind is never stays in one place. Like you watch a monkey, if you see a monkey sitting on the roof, and before you finish one round, he's already gone somewhere else. So they say the monkey mind, chanchala man, chanchala himana Krishna. So the mind is jumping like a monkey. So it says manarat means that somehow she was able to, manarat means you put the mind in a rath. Putting it, rat means car, chariot, yantra. That means, oh, you've been able to corral the mind or catch the mind or rope in the mind and keep him in one place long enough to go somewhere. Because a rat means a vehicle which takes you from one place to another. That's a rat or a car. So usually the mind, you can't take the mind anywhere. The mind's just taking you here and taking you there. Hey, wait a minute, mind, get in this manaratam and now we're going to go somewhere. You see? This is the meaning of the word, manaratam. Very graphic. And there's a verse in the Bhagavatam, the chariot of the mind, that is always carrying us all over the Atma, all over the place. But she said, Ittam Manaratam Bala. Thus determined in the mind. So she was, the word Manaratam means she was determined. In other words, her mind was fixed in the chariot of her determination, not going to go any side. The mind was not going to get out of that car. The mind couldn't run here or run there or jump here because his seatbelt was on. Fixed in the car. So it's thus determined in mind. The word manaratam means determined in mind. The mind was now fixed. You can make some progress, go somewhere. It signifies the earnestness in spiritual practices, or it actually indicates sadhana abhinivesham. So when we're describing this young girl, she was actually manaratam, which means she was sadhana abhinivesana. Which we described earlier, was that Raganuga is characterized by intense absorption in sadhana. So this was described earlier in verse 6 through 8. It means absorption in sadhana. And then it says she was very enthusiastic to dance. And the word there is nritya utsuka. Like we say utsaha, you have, I think, in Hindi, utsaha. It means enthusiastic. To what? Dance. She was very enthusiastic to dance. This phrase, enthusiastic to dance, indicates that she was on a platform of ruchi or taste. So the acharyas are explaining, this lady was not, these are some of the qualifications. What was she exactly? What was this Chandrakanti? Her mind was fixed and absorbed in her devotional expression, sudden avinivation, manoratam. And then it says, nritya utsuka, and she was very enthusiastic to dance. This indicates that she had great taste. She was the level of ruchi. She was very enthusiastic. She had a great taste for performing devotion or bhakti. She spent the whole night dancing in order to please the Lord. Hari pritya, priti, tatsaram. So hari priti means for the pleasure of Lord Hari. This indicates asakti. She was on asakti. Yeah. This is a phrase, ratrim evat yavahat yate. Ratri means night, as you know, and evat yava means all night. This means, this indicates bhava, the symptoms of never wasting a moment. So now, Jiva Goswami explains that by the influence of the deity form, she developed rag, similar to that of Krishna's dear associates. So what happened, the story is in Padmapurana, a little more elaborated. She had a deity of Krishna, this Chandrakanti. And she was reading about how the gopis would spend all night dancing a Krishna Rasa dance. So it was Ekadasi, I think it was Ekadasi. So it says you should do Jagran on Ekadasi, you should stay up all night. So she said, well, gee, the gopis used to stay up all night. So she had raga. This is an example of Raganuga Bhakti. And in other words, what is the principle here? By Raganuga Sana Bhakti, one can attain Bhav. So what's the proof that she attained Bhav? That this last line, she spent the whole night in dancing, never wasting a moment. And so from her rag was she was intensely attached to the Brijvasis. Because Raganuga Bhakti means to follow the Brijvasis. Yes? Everyone agrees? So she was intensely attached to follow the Brijvasis. Which Brijvasis? The gopis of Vrindavan. And what were they doing? Dancing all night. So she had rag for them and attraction. She had ruchi for dancing. She was absorbed in the sadhana of what? Of pleasing Lord by how? Dancing like the gopis. The gopis in their siddhadehas are dancing for the pleasure of Lord. I want to dance for the pleasure of Lord, my sadhaka deha. I have a taste for this. So, and what's the proof that she had a taste? Because she was enthusiastic to dance. Like, oh, Haridas Thakur attained perfection by chanting the holy name. Oh, I have attachment to Haridas Thakur. And I have taste for chanting, so I want to chant and attain perfection. So she did this for her deity. By the influence of the deity, she developed rag, similar to that of Krishna's dear associates. So she had a beautiful deity of Krishna, Murlihar, Manohar, and she read about the gopis pleased their Manohar, they pleased their Murli Manohar by dancing all night in the Rasa dance. So I have my Murli Manohar in the form of deity. Because rag marg also means you worship deities. But with rag, not with rules and regulations, with rag. Because because she's a Madhyam Adhikari. So she understands Krishna's in a deity. Krishna, you're my Murlidhar. The gopis have their Murlidhar, you're my Murlidhar. They danced all night and they pleased him. And he was so happy, so I'm going to dance all night and please you. I'm following the footsteps of the Braja gopis. And so she attained Bhav. This is the classic example from the Padmapurana, which is all cited there and cited here. And in others, and also in Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. Among many women, the Lord has greatest affection for me. He dances for me while embracing. This is her thinking. She was thinking, while she was dancing, just like the gopis. What were the gopis? She was so much tadatmika with the gopis in her sadhana, in her raganuga sadhana, she's following the gopis of Vrindavan. Alright? Brajaloka, it says, Brajaloka Anusarata, Brajaloka Anusarata. One should follow the residents of Vrindavan. So she was thinking, the gopis are dancing all night with their Muralidhar, with their Krishna, and they're thinking, Krishna's dancing only alone with me, and I'm dancing so wonderfully, and he's embracing me around my neck. So she was thinking the same thing. She was totally absorbed in this mood. And then Jiva Goswami explains that very interesting point. He says, it should be understood that Chandra Kanti, or the young girl that's mentioned in this verse, must be an expansion of that celebrated Radha, who embodies that eternal, great eternal Shakti. Radharani decided to make this girl her Sakhi when the girl reached the final stage, and by her mercy, considered that the girl achieving all perfections by the sadhana was not different from herself. Therefore, Padmapuran describes that this young girl thought herself as the only lover of Krishna, identifying herself as Radha. So this is the mercy, the Radharani. In other words, this girl was thinking like Radharani and was following Radharani as her exemplar, as her Brijbasi, to emulate and follow in the footsteps. Because Radharani is the supreme lover of Krishna, and Krishna was embracing her around the neck and dancing with her and says, ah, Krishna's also embracing me around the neck and dancing with me. So Radharani was so pleased that she was following her and identifying with her Bhav and dancing all night and showing intense sakti, and that she blessed her. Her potency entered into her. What is her potency? Bhishuddha sattva and bhakti. The combination of bhakti and samvit. And that's bhava. So we have said earlier that how can we attain bhava? We can attain bhava by practicing Vaidhi sadhana and getting the blessings of Krishna by practicing Vaidhi sadhana or Raganuga sadhana, or getting the blessings of Krishna or the great devotees. So even in the course of practicing Vaidhi sadhana, you still get the blessings of devotees. Narada Muni is blessed by the great Mahabhagavas, and you're practicing Raganuga sadhana, then you also come to the level of bhava. We're practicing Raganuga sadhana, but unless the bhava bhakti, unless that Vishuddha sattva from the hearts of the eternal associates or the Guru Parampara enters in our heart, we don't attain bhava. We have to attract their attention by our sadhana abhinivation, by her total absorption in sadhana. In this case, she was totally, Chandrakanti was totally absorbed in Raganuga sadhana and identifying with the mood of Radharani, identifying with the service and dancing for the pleasure of her deity. She was doing Srimurti Seva, one of the five most important things. She was doing Bhagavat Shravan, following the teachings of the Bhagavatam. And she was following the footsteps of Radharani and the gopis, dancing in Rasleela. And she pleased and attracted the heart of Radharani herself. So Radharani herself, she can also give bhava and prema. It can come directly from Radharani. It can come from Krishna. It can come from Lita, Vishaka, Rupa, Rati, or anyone in the Guru Parampara. Any resident of Vrindavan, if they want to bestow their mercy on us, that's how we attain bhava and prema. Sadhana plus mercy, karya plus kripa, remember? Mother Yashoda did endeavor, but then she needed the mercy of Krishna, divine Damodar. So Chandrakanti is an example. So this is the one and only example. Rupa Goswami cites to attain bhava by Raganuga sadhana. This is a classic example. It's very interesting that Radha decided to make the girl her sakhi when the girl reached the final stage. So she, by her own, she came, she danced, she had ruchi, she was attached to the gopis, she had taste for the gopis' services and sevas and dancing. She was attached to Radha and Krishna, Hari Pritya. She had a sakti. She wanted to please Hari. The gopis want to please Hari. And she had no other ambition in her life and no other engagement, no other desire than to please Hari. And she thought, well, how can I please Hari? I just, Oh, but how do the gopis please? Well, they gave him the most, the gopis gave the most pleasure to Hari, Hari Pritya, at the night of the Rasa dance. And tonight is the full moon night of the Rasa dance. This is Sharad Purnima. And my deity is right in front of me. My Gopinath is right here. Well, why don't I just dance all night? That taste, that Ruchi came in her heart. Radharani, you were dancing. And I'm dancing, yes. My Gopinath, you were only dancing with me. And there's no other sakhi. You're embracing me around the neck just like you embraced Radha. In fact, I'm even more attractive than Radharani. This is her bhav, to please Krishna. And Radharani is thinking, this is very nice. This girl is so much absorbed, and she's gone so high in her intense attachment for my beloved Hari. So my heart is calling out to her, yes. I will make her an object of my mercy. Radha Rani ki jai. We say, Karuna Mayi Radha. She's merciful, she gives kindness. So here's an example of someone attaining bhav by Raghunuga Sadhana who received direct mercy of Radharani. Chandrakanti. Jiva Goswami says, Radha decided to make the girl, who's the girl? The girl's a sadhaka. Who are we? We're sadhakas. What did the girl want? The girl wanted to live in Vrindavan and Gopi Deha and serve Radha Krishna. What do we want? We want to live in Vrindavan and Gopi Deha and serve Radha Krishna. So that girl became an object of Radharani's mercy. So can we become an object of Radharani's mercy? Yes, according to Rupa Goswami. And I'll read some commentary tomorrow about this also.